ओम शांति। गुड मॉर्निंग। There's a beautiful title that Baba has given us today that I think anyone out there in the world would also love to have, and that is Carefree Emperor, Befikar Badshah. And Baba's described how when the soul is carefree, then the light of the soul is shining brightly. And when the soul is worried and concerned, then the light dims a little, and so it doesn't shine in the same way anymore. And so, can I keep the light shining all the time? For Baba's children, it's possible. Do I worry about the past? Well, if I'm spending my time worrying about the past, I'm not going to have the energy to create my fortune today. And it's happened, and Baba teaches me how to deal with it. Whatever mistake it's been, can I seek forgiveness? And more than that, realization, because sorry has become a very easy word. I do something that's not quite right and I say sorry and I think that's it, finish. Doesn't finish, because whatever it is I've done has left an impact inside of me, but also on another. And so I have to find a way to be able to redeem myself, to be able to settle whatever is there of the past. And that only happened through realization. And one of the problems of today's world is that everything is so fast that we don't take a moment to pause and reflect. This aspect of taking a pause is not just the system of traffic control that Baba has taught us long, long time ago. I remember it was in 1977 when Dadiji first came to the West, and we only had Tennyson Road, not even Baba Bhavan. And we'd been trying to find a nice place for her to stay, but it wasn't working out, so she was just in Tennyson Road. And tiny little rooms there. But Daddy was fine, she was very comfortable. But she noticed one thing, and that was that we didn't stop for traffic control. And she said that, how come you don't have that? And we said, oh, we thought it was for Madhuban, and then personally, individually. And she said, no, it's for all centers. Because it was just a little while earlier that Baba had said, stop for traffic control, etc. And so we started from that time on. And traffic control makes a big difference in the way you think. If you use traffic control seriously, who's had that experience that your thinking can shift within the 3 minutes of traffic control? Yes, it's been a system we've had a long time, and those who practice it know the benefit of it, and I hope that those who haven't yet experienced it in a real way in their life will start doing something. So, and Dadi Prakashmani herself, how long does it take to have yoga? It takes you a few minutes to settle down, put your things down, and then it takes you a few minutes to stabilize your mind, and then you make the connection. Well, a lot of time has gone by the time you're settled. And meanwhile, that moment of pause has finished. And not just traffic control when the music is playing, but also just being able to take a pause between all the things that I do. And it's not taking extra time, but it's how I'm using that time in between. One task finishes and another one begins. But usually, even before the one task finishing, I'm already thinking about the next thing. And I'm already worrying about it. And so I'm not giving my full attention to the present. And so, whether thinking of the past or thinking of the future is not a very healthy sign. And it's an indication of overthinking. And it's a topic, of course, that we've been looking at for a few weeks earlier. But if I can just finish something with my attention on it properly and then take a moment to reflect on whether it could have been done differently. Just a moment. Could I have handled it differently? Probably there would be some realizations. And then the preparation for the next. And all of that can happen within 3 minutes. 1 minute to finish, focus with Baba, and then a minute to prepare. Because the preparation, whatever I do on an external level, is important, but the preparation I do in here is more important. If I haven't set the table properly for a meeting or dinner or whatever, people won't notice so much. But if my mind isn't set, they will notice that immediately. Is this light shining? Or is there a frown on my face? And so even as I begin something, I'm already worried. And so Baba's saying, there are two things that interfere in keeping that stage of having a mind that's clear and clean and is able to see things clearly and make a decision clearly. And the first is this thought of mine, my. And of course when the I is this, then the my and mine is huge, absolutely everything. And when the I is here, then can I just simply say, I've surrendered to God and God will make it happen? No. Yesterday Baba was saying that Baba will give you directions and Baba will guide you. You have to do whatever it is that's needed. And so the two things that Baba's mentioned are the I and my, mine. But also, Baba's mentioned that there's waste, a lot of wastage going on in here. And so when I deal with these two things, then I'm going to be able to keep my mind very clear, open to receiving a touching, a signal from above, so that then I can have that help in whatever it is I do now. And so thoughts of the past, mistakes made, realization of what it is I need to change, to take power to change it, and then with yoga to finish the impact of the past. And this will deal with both the I and the waste. When it's I, then the my, that whole burden comes on the soul. And if I say, okay Baba, I've realized, I'm going to change, and I actually do it, not just say, but I do it, I make the change through my realization, then the yoga is going to settle that samskara, and that will automatically finish the waste. We've often talked about how to deal with waste thoughts, but in fact the reality is that I can't just deal with waste thoughts by saying, okay, full stop, I'm not going to think about it. But whatever it is that's happened, whatever my thoughts are, where did it come from? It came from my samskaras. And so I'm seeing how, if I want to learn to put a full stop to the past, it's my samskaras that I have to change. And the only way, and literally, there's no other method, the only way to change samskaras is through yoga. Is there another way? Have you found another way? And yoga means a real solid connection with God. And that means practice. Sitting and having yoga in which I'm clear and alert and connected. Yes, all the different stages of yoga are important. The stage in which I'm learning to focus, first step, I'm bringing my thoughts back to the soul and God. Next step, developing a relationship with God. And then, yes, focusing on qualities of God and experiencing those qualities. And then the stage where really, truly, there's no conscious thought, but there's more the absorption of the feeling. And this month, the topic that has come, you've seen it already the last few days, volcanic yoga. What does that mean? It means yoga which is truly the fire of purification, in which the soul is changing. And obviously, my behavior through the day, my consciousness through the day, is going to determine the quality of my yoga, and my yoga is going to also change the way I behave through the day. And so both are connected deeply, and I have to give attention to both, not just the one. Somebody was telling me, how come somebody's sitting for half an hour in yoga and then the next thing they're doing is saying things that are not so pleasant? And so my yoga should change my behavior, but my change of behavior will strengthen my yoga. But yoga is not just a question of sitting. Yoga is a question of what's happening in here. And so, but I need to sit to be able to see what's happening in here. Yoga on the go, yes, I keep Baba with me. I can even have a conversation with Baba as I'm doing other things. But the connection in which truly there's the fire of yoga, it's only that that's going to change my samskaras. There's a lot of talk about transformation in the world out there, but why it isn't happening. And generally speaking, we see the decline, and the decline becomes faster and faster. The only way is through the connection with God. And that's why out there, where there isn't that understanding or relationship with God, it's difficult to change. But with yoga, it's not difficult to change, because on one side, Baba takes responsibility for whatever it is of the past, but secondly, Baba's filling me once again I had those qualities, but I lost them along the journey. And so Baba's reminding me and is allowing me to emerge the qualities that are hidden. But that will happen through the connection. And as I experience God's love, the love that's got hidden within my heart emerges. And of course, if I'm experiencing God's love, it's going to show in my behavior. And if I'm not experiencing God's love, because I haven't sat to build up that connection, that's also then visible in my behavior. And so the past finishes. And for the present, two things. I need to feel content. And that, again, that contentment comes when there's a very deep feeling of the relationship with God and the fact that God gives me everything. Is there anything that God has not given to us? Just reflect on it. And when you make a list, try writing it all down. Make a list of what it is that God has given you already. I won't go into the whole exercise of gratitude, you know it. But really, when there's that sense of gratitude and appreciation of how much God has given, then the heart is filled with love for God, and the heart is able to receive God's love, and definitely the exchange of love with others also can happen. Otherwise, the exchanges that we have are not either as a child of God or as a future deity. And so, finishing past and at the present, being able to take God's power and God's signal, so that the seeds that I plant are the right ones. And accordingly, I know what the future holds. When you plant things, you plant them knowing that they're going to be producing sour lemons or sweet fruits. And you plant it with that understanding. And if you were to just sprinkle seeds and say, well, let me see what it brings, doesn't really work. And so you know what the seeds are, and you do it with that knowledge. And here's Baba giving us the full detail of the story of karma. The other day somebody asked a question after the English Murali, because in the Murali, usually when Baba talks about karma, Baba says, I teach you about karma, I teach you about neutral karma and bad karma, and Baba doesn't specify usually good karma. You'll notice it now that I've mentioned it, but somebody asked about it and after the English Murali. And my comment was that, well, people don't have an understanding of what is bad karma. They don't know about purity. So Baba has to come and define it for us and explain it to us. And definitely, people don't know about neutral karma. And we understand, yes, there is a state in which karma doesn't bring positive or negative results. And it's in Satyug. We're doing karma, we're living a very beautiful life, and everything is good, and it's pure, but it's receiving the reward of good karma from the past. And so Baba has to specially define neutral karma and vikarma, bad karma. And then the sukarma, to a certain extent, that's already in people's consciousness. When you do a good deed, you do an act of kindness, it's an act of charity, donation, all of this is good karma. For Baba's made good karma even easier. Just simply be in the awareness of the soul. Stay connected with Baba so that it is truly karma and yoga together. Because the intention and the consciousness is what makes good karma good. And so can I just simply keep the awareness of what's happening here. Then whatever I'm doing here is also going to be accurate. It's not that I'm paying attention here, so what I do here is going to go wrong. It's the other way. If I'm not keeping my consciousness where it should be, then I'm going to be dropping things, I'm going to be spilling things, I'm going to be making a mistake in my typing, I'm going to definitely be making a mistake in what I say and what I do. And so, starting with the internal, then the external gets sorted out. It sounds simple, and it is simple, but we make it complicated. And so, making sure that the seeds I sow are the seeds that are going to bring me the fruits of peace and love and joy and truth, the things that I would like to have in my life, all of that depends on what I'm doing right now. Worrying about the future isn't going to change it. It's probably going to make it more of a mess, because in a state of worry, you're not thinking clearly and you can't decide what is a priority or not. You can't decide whether this is action which is even right action or not right action, because the mind is muddled, and so the future becomes a muddled one, unclear. Vicious circle. Mind unclear, actions unclear, and so the future is definitely going to be unclear. It's going to be a bit muddy. And so, can I be the carefree emperor, settling the past, keeping my consciousness connected with Baba, and creating the future that I very consciously choose, not just leaving it to haphazard drama. I don't know what the drama is, I don't know how it's going to unfold, and then it will be a mess. So, one more thing that Baba's taken up, which on one level it seems, well, so what? And that's the word carelessness. If I'm careless about something, is that okay? Who thinks it's okay? Especially at the confluence age. Carelessness any time is not so good. But especially now, because there are two treasures that Baba's mentioned. And if I'm aware of those two treasures, then things will go well. The treasure of time and the treasure of thoughts. To what extent am I aware that time is literally slipping through my fingers? Very, very fast. Everything seems to have speeded up and things are moving very quickly. One moment there's peace, next moment it's missiles flying. Again they say peace, and again, even as they're speaking, there's somebody throwing missiles. So, what's tomorrow? I don't know. But what I do know is today. And Baba's challenged us. If you think that in your final moment you're going to remember God, how do you know? Are you preparing for it? If today you're not able to put a full stop and say, no more waste thoughts, I'm going to keep my mind free from worry. If I can't do that today, how do I know what I'll be doing at the end? And the end is whenever it is for each one. And so the preparation is today again. And so if I'm careless, it's okay, it'll be fine at the end. Some people have the mantra, it'll turn out at the end, it'll turn out fine. I won't ask you to raise your hands, but it's very often something we think or say, and we live by it, it'll work out at the end. No, I have no guarantee that it's going to work out at the end, unless I'm using my thoughts and my time accurately now. And so time, one of the greatest treasures of all, especially in this period of transition, preparing for the golden age. Most people don't know that even though there's darkness, it's a preparation time. It's time to prepare for the golden age. And for myself, I don't know when the end will be, but can I prepare now so that my thoughts are connected only with God? So my final thoughts lead me to my destination. And a final thought doesn't come just by itself, but it comes if I've prepared for it. So lots of signals from Baba today about what we need to do now, right now. Not tomorrow or the next day or the next day, but right now.